Spoilers ahead, fuck nuts.
We're not the best superhero team on the planet. We're a family. And like any family, we're all messed up in our own unique way.
We go around saving lives while ruining them at the same time.
We will rebuild, Mark. Count on that.
Your people must need your strength.
I'm sure they got it covered.
Behold! Omnipotence! Tremble before my unlimited power!
No.
Mark, I need you to go to space again.
What? I just got back.
We got a ship full of those Sequid things coming in hot. If they get their tentacles on Earth, they'll be pulling our strings forever.
We told you we were too powerful.
I guess we're all fucked.
How did a mere moment on Earth turn you into a weak, sentimental traitor? Answer me!
What's the occasion for such a fine suit?
I'm visiting an old friend. It is good to be home.
Die fast, assholes! My pizza's getting cold.
Hello, Pose.
Welcome back.
Hey, can you imagine? Hear me out.
What?
What if J.K. Simmons sung a rock serenade to Mark?
Oh, from Invincible?
Yes.
Dude.
And that's how he convinced Mark to join him.
If only there was something that could, like, make that.
I wonder. For anyone who's realizing...
This is not an ad, but we wish it was.
Well, we are going to be talking about Invincible today, first of all. And for any of you loyal viewers, you might hear something at the very end.
Yes. So, or we'll figure out some sort of way for to have a link or something for you boys to be able to view maybe this possible song we discussed.
Maybe. Anyway.
Maybe it's complete bullshit.
Maybe I'm just fucking pulling your leg because we can't figure it out.
But welcome back. And we're back with another Spoiled It. This time to review Invincible Season 2. One we've been... I think we promised a long time ago, actually, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
We were like, oh shit, they're splitting it up.
Blame it on Amazon. That's not our fault. I had to wait 6 months for part 2 of
Very
Season
true.
2. Goddamn.
Very true, my friend.
Oh.
But season just wrapped up a couple days ago, and we're going to let you guys know what our opinion of it is. Of course, it's a superhero show on Amazon Prime Video, and it stars Steven Yeun as Mark, otherwise known as Invincible, who's basically this teenage superhero that's like the son and popular superhero in this universe.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Totally.
Is there someone more powerful? In this, okay, on planet Earth at least.
Maybe.
Mark's stronger.
Mark! He's back.
Very adult animated show. But everyone's been loving this show. It's extremely popular.
Rightfully so.
And I guess to start off with the beginning of this season, it pretty much went into the whole aftermath of
Mark getting his fucking face smashed in. That's him after all that and how he now has to be the hero of Earth.
And it was really like, I think... This season is a bit slower, but we've gotten a lot of, like, great character moments this season.
Oh, yeah, a lot of character development type stuff for a bunch of them.
So I've actually seen some people that is kind of their complaint for this season. And I've seen, like, people, like, throwing out, like, Sevens out there and stuff like that. But, like, that's, you know, just kind of a weaker season than season one, which I think it kind of is. But it's definitely not bad. It's not a dip in quality, I don't think.
No, I think it was pretty good overall. I thought it was getting... It's also setting up for some...
It's a worthy follow-up.
For more, way more shit.
Season one was just so good. Sometimes there's just something that's so good. It's like, how are you going to follow that up? Mm-hmm.
honestly, I think throughout the thing,
and if it's a step down, then people just are very critical like, of it sometimes.
I think more people are just thinking the finale of season one, which is, I think they're just getting really hyped up mostly from that.
That's just what they left people with, and that's what they remember.
Yeah, and it's way more fresh, and not to mention all the memes about him, so it just it stays in people's minds rent-free. So,
very true.
I think throughout the season, I think this is probably better average-wise. Like, you know, it's great. It is good, but I think overall, I think this season might be better in the sense of, like, every episode, when you take in every episode, rather than just looking at the big heights of individual episodes. Because you can't really beat the end of season one's the hype.
So you think it was just more consistent, but it was spread out, like, a little bit better?
Yeah,
so maybe it was
I guess that's
for
a good way to
see
put
that.
It.
Because the season, I don't know, I saw people saying that about the finale, too. Like, the finale was almost, like, not super crazy, and I was like, that was fucking a lot of shit that just happened.
Yeah. I mean, like,
people were acting like it was almost slow or something, and I was like, that wasn't slow. There was a lot that happened.
I honestly also think it was also just a lot of shock factor, too, in season one, because no one... I'm pretty sure a lot of people who haven't read there's a lot of people who didn't.
The actual beatdown.
What the fuck was about to happen? Yeah, but from the ending to also the beginning where he takes on the protectors of the earth or whatever they were called. I forget what
guardians
they're called.
The guardians or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He
just absolutely wrecks the guardians in like the first episode and then the end episode where he absolutely wrecks Mark.
Yeah.
And then Mark wins with a single sentence. And Omni-Man cried. Who's the real winner, Dad? Who's the real winner?
I didn't cry, Dad.
I didn't cry like a pussy. You did, Mark. You were mostly blood. Anyway. You were mostly blood, Mark. I couldn't tell what's tears and what's your goddamn blood out your butt. Anyway. Anyway,
but,
so season two.
Season two, I liked. I think you are right. It's just a little bit more spread out. But I actually like that, like, halfway through this season. I think that's kind of when we got our finale.
Mm.
Maybe that's what people aren't as used to.
I guess that one was
probably the craziest of this season. Well,
there's, like, a lot of character, like, a lot more plot development throughout this season, too, where they're setting up for a lot of things that will eventually come back again that you're going to see throughout the rest of the story of Invincible. As someone who's read the comics, it did seem like
there was a lot of things even in that finale, especially.
There's stuff you're not going to suspect
up.
to come back. Okay. It is funny when it gets to those things, but I think those are like a lot of some of these things from this season won't be showing up for maybe another 2 to 3 seasons. You're going to be like, oh, fuck. Anyway.
So what were some of the developments we had this season? I guess we had... one of the main ones was Alan the Alien.
Love Alan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seth Rogen. And that's actually one of the characters that, like, I usually don't like him in animation. Because, and even in this, it's the same complaint I have with him usually in animation.
It's just Seth Rogen's voice.
Yeah, exactly. But it just kind of works for this character.
It does
kind of
work. It does work for Alan, personally. Yeah. I didn't know how it was going to go originally, but then I'm like, It grows on you. It definitely really grows on you, especially the more he talks.
It does seem like
and
it's
he's
a
not
little
just,
different. He's not doing the whole
he's not goofy. Yeah. He's not, like, full goofy. He's just, he actually seems like a normal person type of thing.
Exactly.
Rather than that. And you find out Alan, you can see his glow up as you find out basically the more he gets
like
his ass whooped.
He's the jacked character in the universe.
The more
now.
He goes by, like, fucking Dragon Ball's logic. The more he gets his ass whooped, the better he's stronger. He'll come back. Oh, you don't kill. If you don't kill him, he's just going to get more and more buff. More oinkers.
Until he makes you stronger.
But, yeah, you get to see that. You get to also meet Optimus Prime.
Which was
the Chancellor?
Was interesting. That was kind of a change in the story because it almost seemed like the Optimus Prime character was trying to, like, kill Alan or something.
We also got
to
clarify, it's Optimus Prime's voice actor.
It's not like
a robot. It's
Optimus Prime killed him.
Optimus!
No, but, it's Peter Cullen, I think, the guy that voices Optimus.
Yeah, so we got him. He's, like, in charge of
exactly
the
same.
Yeah, he's like leading the coalition of people who are resisting the Viltrumites.
But they almost seem to make him like what appears to be a villain at first, but then it seems like that's not the case, actually.
Yeah, that's not the case in the end. It's basically, because, like, remember he says, he tried killing Alan.
Music of that, cue of that scene when they did that originally, it was like, oh, you did.
Oh, no, Optimus! You joined the Decepticons!
Pretty much.
But
in that moment.
Then you turn out, sorry, Alan, it was a little bit tough love. I just had to make sure you became an absolute unit. And it succeeded.
Way, so
I had to take a risk.
Saved your life.
Had to take a risk, Alan.
Yeah, that was a cool guest appearance. They get a lot of voice talent for this show.
Then you find out he's a Viltrumite. Spoiler.
We also get Walton Goggins as Cecil, who wasn't really in this season as much.
No, he was in the earlier part of the season. Remember, he was like mostly.
He
likes
the last
to pop
season a little
in
bit
a lot.
More, but yeah, he just does pop. He's in like. Like you said, I think it's spread out more where he's in probably more episodes than season one. Or I don't know, or about the same, but I think he's in them less.
You also remember, there was also the Donald story arc when him confronting Cecil about,
which
I'm
is another
a
big
robot.
One this season. That character got a lot more growth.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Donald.
That was cool arc.
I remember that was a good arc.
Yeah.
The way it was going.
We're wondering what the hell's going on with him, just to find out he's a whole android, and this has happened a bunch of times.
Sorry, Donald, you just keep dying. What? Just Donald's
and you do this pretty much every time too, where you
you just keep saving people, you end up dying in the end every time, but I mean it. So I just keep bringing you back. I erase your memories just so you don't have to go through the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Donald.exe has stopped working. Fuck.
You like felt for that character a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's going through it. He's just questioning his own morality.
Someone you would think looks like a generic fucking side character. You mm-hmm. like blends. He would blend in with the background characters, and then he just. You're like, wow, this is actually a pretty dope fucking arc.
And Debbie got a lot more.
Character development and everything. Her having to struggle with Nolan basically being an absolute cocksucker who betrayed the Earth.
I feel like I felt kind of the most bad for her, honestly.
Yeah.
Besides maybe Mark.
When your fucking superhero turned super villain fucking husband decides to call you a pet and beats the shit out of your son right in front of everyone.
And just like...
Yeah,
it's been
I kind
of
feel bad for
her. He already has another kid.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, and then she has to take care of more spoils again. Fucking Nolan getting a piece of that bugussy on another planet. Wanted to really get some of those.
He
those
saw that
bugs.
Dune popcorn bucket.
just seeing that. Yes, Nolan would definitely be the guy to take that popcorn bucket and.
Mark, I am kind of curious.
Mark, didn't you ever wonder what a worm's mouth would feel like? Now, Dad, no. I do. Who's going to stop me, Mark? Not you. No.
And then we had the whole Amber just completely changing this season.
Oh,
which
yeah, she actually turns
into
a
better,
decent...
but it
yeah.
was kind of like a complete 180.
She went from I mean, like, yeah, get her anger at time, but it's like, oh, God. She's a lot better character now in this
one. It was one of those things in season one, I think it was just miswrote, like, they miswrote it because it had potential to actually make sense in her for her to be mad about things.
But I mean,
then
like,
they took it to like an extra level where it was just like, okay, that's kind of stupid though. Like, you could have actually done something with this and like made people not kind of hate her. But
honestly, the trope of, you know, the love interest that's not a hero finding out the one they love is a hero and then getting mad about it is always just annoying anyway to a lot of people. Because honestly, the person you're with is literally going out saving lives from villains. Why the fuck
they're trying to keep you safe
and stuff like that. Why the fuck are you making them feel bad?
They had potential to do it, but then the whole thing where she was like, oh, I knew, or whatever. It's
and then
what?
She says, I knew, and you're like, anyway, that's season one, though.
You should have
this
told
Amber
me
is nicer. This Amber is nicer. She's way more understanding for a while. And then, like, she actually they do have actually better chemistry in this, and you actually do feel more bad for her in like ways of Oh, Mark can't.
No, I liked her character Mark a lot does more not this season.
Her and Mark do not have much time to spend together half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Though she did pop Mark's cherry, so congrats to him. But
wasn't that in the season too?
Yeah, that was in
this
season.
Mark got laid this season.
Yeah, congratulations! Mark got laid.
Big moment.
Big moment.
They kind of did do that, though. They're like, big moment, guys.
Big moment. And then they cut to Alan's. let's give them some privacy. A narrator coming out of nowhere.
A fourth wall break.
Let's go check out how Alan's doing. And then it just shows a bit of Alan's life. And then it turns out he's getting laid, too, by some blue alien chick with tentacles. And then the narrator's like, damn it. Damn it. Everyone's getting laid but me.
Well,
I mean, let's go back to Mark. I mean, I think he's done.
Obviously, the big thing I think to talk about is the whole Nolan having another kid thing.
Yes. Apparently, Nolan, after leaving, having like a crisis of heart.
He grew a beard.
He was wandering through space. He was thinking about killing himself or something. He was
mumps and... Or a month or something, and then growing a beard.
Yeah, he was like thinking about killing himself in a black hole for a while. And then he just saw a spaceship getting sucked in. He was like, I'll help those guys, I guess.
And I was kind of bored.
Then he's about to leave, and they're like, hey, how about we make you emperor? What? Mm-hmm. Funny plot twist is just because he can actually live the longest. And this is
aren't they a really... quick species.
Yeah, they like only live for 2 years. Well, our species dies in 2 years, so we just get over everything quicker.
So is that going to work differently with the kid? In-between almost?
Basically, the kid is going to... Yeah, he's an in-between, so it's going to be...
He's not exactly human, but it's not exactly as quick as the...
Filtermite type stuff, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. Or I mean, he's bug people. He's going to grow up faster. He is going to grow up faster than a normal human or normal anything, but yeah, you'll see that. I'm pretty sure it'll keep going more into those as the seasons go on. But
it's kind of interesting because I wonder, it's like Viltrumites can live forever, pretty much, right? Isn't that what he was saying?
Feels like no one really knows how long because it's been so long, so might as well be forever,
pretty much. Like some Superman shit, it seems, because it seems like he ages, but. I guess so that means he must die, but...
I mean, most of the time, they've been just killing each other before they can probably figure out their full lifespan. They just kill each other. Oh, fucking kill it all!
J.K. Simmons is so good in this.
Yeah. Yeah, can't... J.K. Simmons, and then he just decides to fuck some bug pussy. Yeah, J.K.
There's like a dark comedy to the character, too, I feel like, that we kind of talked about, like, where... Like, it's kind of funny that he's just so, like, into himself that, like, literally his last words to Mark were like, Mark, read my books!
You know
Dad,
that...
Dad, what?
He's hinting at a plot, but it does sound like that sometimes.
Yeah, for a while you're wondering, like...
If you take really? It out of context, it sounds like he's just like, Mark, read my books! I wrote them! I want you to read them! Read them, Mark! Read them!
I'm surprised he even, like, connected that eventually. I'm he must have thought that for a bit. Like, wow, like, he literally just, that's the last thing. He's so into himself that literally the last thing he told me was that.
I mean, like, thank God. Thankfully, like, Mark actually has a brain.
What if it is that Nolan actually didn't, realize it was going to help him? It was just like,
I just wanted you to read my books, yeah. Mark. There were no real clues in there. I just wanted you to read them.
The shit. Those books fuck you too, Mark. Books were rough.
Well, fuck you too, Mark. What the fuck? Call my book shit. Your shit. What have you written? Like to see you write a fucking series.
Everyone was just different. Why was everyone different?
What do you mean everyone's different? That's obviously me. I'm the main character, Mark, in every single one.
You're the same character. Forget it.
No. Yeah, forget it, Mark. No, you know what? Don't forget it. That's my book. It's better than anything. Best book ever. Best book ever. But yeah, Emperor Nolan of Bug World.
Yep.
And then
classic moment.
He actually feels bad for them now. He starts feeling bad for what he calls lesser beings. Like when the Viltrumites actually sent a bunch more Viltrumites to go and beat the shit out and collect Nolan.
It's kind of like an interesting thing with that character, though. Like, how old is Nolan, do you think, actually?
Oh,
like
fucking
100 years old or more or something?
More. It's been like thousands of years, I believe.
Really?
I believe that's what it is.
Or close to someone like that?
Yeah. Dude, wow. Dude's old.
Holy shit.
Why do you think he even sells Mark? Basically, you will live and watch the stars. You will see your planet turn to dust and crumble.
So does he have like a
you will see your planet.
Does he have a bunch of other kids?
No.
Okay.
No.
Interesting. I just figured like
Kirkman decides to write more.
Maybe he was doing some Kurt Russell shit in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's like, I'm gonna go to every planet. Fuck all the...
It's just a two. It's just a two. It's just Mark and Oliver. Don't worry about it.
Surprising.
Oliver is the other kid that looks like baby Thanos, for everyone who's wondering.
This is my little baby Thanos, bug son.
Dad, that looks like very little bug. That looks just like you, but purple. Why is it purple? The bugs are blue. Don't ask questions, Mark.
I don't know either. I can't answer these for you.
I don't know how these genetic things work. Do I look like a scientist, Mark?
I was just horny, son.
I just wanted that boogussy. Look at your step bug. She's looking fine. No, Dad.
Step bug.
What are you doing, step bug?
Oh, my God.
But
we're getting canceled for this.
Step bug, mommy. But, yeah. What would you
and
think?
Then there was we had what's his face? Immortal was porking
Duplicate.
That was interesting.
Fucking cucking the shit out of Rex. Rex be like, "Oh fuck. Great, I did it. It happens to me now. Fuck."
Yeah, which, speaking of Rex, was also another character that got a shit ton of... That's probably actually the character that got maybe the most.
Rex had an actual kind of, like, redemption arc. He did go through a lot of bullshit and all this crap. And then the fucking Lizard League. Lizard League came back,
like,
baby.
Jokes, right? Like, they're always, like, treated as, like, a joke, pretty much.
Yeah, they're, like, they're the D-tier fucking villains.
And they fucking actually kind of succeeded, finally, but also all got killed, pretty much, didn't they?
Yeah. I'm like, you got to see them fucking wreck houses, basically emphasizing, hey, when the rest of the squad are gone, guess what? Some of these guys can actually be a problem.
That was a crazy episode, though.
Especially when, you got people who are probably letting their fucking guard down. Like, can see.
That episode was nuts.
Dude, I'm actually a little upset about
that they survived?
Yeah, that Shrink Ray survived that.
Those were some brutal... Those were, like, some of the boys' moments.
Dude, that was...
Where
gruesome.
It was extremely gruesome and brutal.
Like, in the comics...
And you think those characters are fucking dead as shit. And then they're like, they're both still alive.
Well, I knew Duplicate was going to be alive. Because that's actually how it goes. But Shrink Ray is... In the comics, Shrink Ray just gets eaten. Granted, Shrink Ray's also a guy in that one. But still, he gets eaten by Komodo.
That they saved that character? Because that character's like... Barely been a character.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was wondering.
Like,
no,
they should have just killed that character.
They should have, especially with the gruesome ass way where she's trying to grow back to normal inside of him after he swallows her.
Small complaint,
and then he
it's not even really a complaint because it's just kind of more of a weird thing, I guess, from us, right? Where it's just, I don't get why they did that. The show's so good, though, that it's like, whatever,
they're going to kill her off another fucked up way. They're just saving another kill for her.
Well, I just think it's kind of weird.
She's
going to
get through absolute
fucking
hell.
I just think it's kind of weird for them to do that. But, and I hope if they're doing this, he becomes more of a character. Because otherwise, it's like, if she's just the same as what she's been, it's like, what was the point?
Yeah.
You know?
They're just going to kill her off more gruesomely. Just watch. You imagine they just saved her just to die even a worse way?
I'm just not a fan of, like, that... thing when it's like, oh, that character is totally fucked. Like, you're seeing, like, their head caved in or something, and then they're like, nope, they're still alive. It's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. We literally...
Dude.
Like, when something like that, I just don't like things like that. But this is a superhero thing, and I cut them a little slack, and everything else is so good.
Plenty of other people die.
Yeah. There's a lot of death in this show. But that episode, it would have stuck more, I think.
But fucking the fact that it was such a gruesome way to kill her. I thought that would have been a perfect way just to gruesomely just absolutely destroy him. Like, oh, well, growing inside him, crushing her with his own neck muscles.
She can shrink. Oh. She can shrink, basically, right? So that she went inside his mouth.
Yeah, and was, or like he swallowed her.
Yeah, he picked her up and swallowed
her. And then like she was trying to grow back to her normal size, but then not realizing, hey, by the way, his muscles will crush you because he's an oinker.
And then you see blood coming out of his mouth. Right?
Yeah, just like, yum.
It was just like, what? I don't know how the hell she survived that.
Then he also eats Rex's hand, which just ate
maybe
Rex's hand, but he blows him up.
Just, maybe she's just a potato for life now, though, or something.
I guess so. Coma, chameleon.
But, yeah, so a lot of character moments and development this season.
Forgot to mention Rex getting shot in the head by the leader, and then the leader just getting his absolute shit rocked.
And while some people, I don't think, don't appreciate that sort of stuff as much, I feel like there's people like us that do, because like, we're fans of like someone like Better Call Saul, which like even though it was like very slow, is one of the best shows and had like, took its time and was slow, but had amazing character development. And,
yeah.
Like, really, like, it was just so thought out that by the time the show's over, you're like, holy shit, I kind of see why they were slow now.
Yep.
Like, or I can appreciate those moments even more now.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I actually do still appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I do like this season.
There was also the Martian arc.
I love this season, actually.
We almost forgot the Martian arc.
Yep.
The stupid...
That new character, right?
Oh, yeah, the Martian dude that's like the shape-shifting thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to pretend to be a human for a while, but then you find out, like, almost everyone except the one dude on the team was like, knew he was a actual alien. I just thought he was weird. Dude, he was literally just being dumb as fuck this whole season. How did you not realize he was an alien? I don't know. You don't really think about it. Why didn't anyone tell me?
I don't know.
Didn't thought you'd figure it out. Cecil basically like, I thought you'd figure it out. Fuck you.
God damn it.
Damn it, Cecil. But,
Cecil being Cecil.
Yeah. But,
classic Walton Goggins. Can't wait to see him in that Fallout show.
Dude, I still love the fact that every time Cecil teleports, it's $5 million of your tax dollars going down the drain. Oh!
He's just like, yeah.
He just uses that to go everywhere, too. It's not even a fucking thing. He just teleports everywhere.
I have that power. Fuck you.
Dude. Bro, that's some of our money.
I'm going to do it again.
Well, I'll do it again. But, what else? We got the Martian arc, the parasites, I guess, concluded, I guess.
But
the Martians are
one.
Still apparently up to no good because they're pissed off for stupid reasons.
What I thought was interesting they didn't go into, that they kind of hinted at was going to be followed up, which I'm sure it will maybe eventually in the series, but I was surprised it wasn't this season, was that like Luke Cage like hero that can like turn into rocks almost from the season one.
Oh, yeah.
Remember he ended up becoming like the Kingpin or whatever, basically?
Yeah.
That place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, huh, they didn't bring that up again.
Nope.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
in
I
the
do.
Comics, does that come back up or anything? Or
I don't remember.
Huh.
If it is, it's probably
not
a bit more misky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing, yeah. I don't believe it is. But yeah.
That was in the comics, though. That wasn't like a new inclusion for the show or something.
I believe so. Hmm. But what else we got? Nostrum Levy was his name.
Oh yeah, that was like the main villain basically of this season.
The last season
multiverse concept.
The last episode in Corey, because it was the end of the second to last thing, mm-hmm. but the last episode is the surprise. Hey, Nostrum is back, and he's here to fuck up your day, Mark.
Yeah, he was in like the first episode and the last, basically, and besides that, it was like post-credit scenes, maybe he was pretty much in it. It was kind of...
Yeah, he's just popping up in the other universes.
I feel like
you
that
don't
was
where...
a little half-baked. Not like... It was like good when he was in it, but... I don't know. It could have been, like, developed more or something.
Well, he's, like, becoming a sociopath. The thing is, like, you get seen in this last one especially, he's become, like, a sociopath where it's, like...
It's, like, multiple personality.
Yeah, you got multiple, like, visions or thought or It's like all his versions from other universes just
you're
put in
all
one head.
Different emotions.
And like every, for some reason, in every universe, he just gets his absolute shit rocked by Mark.
Yeah, and Mark is just for some reason a piece of shit in every other universe besides this one, it seems like.
Yeah, as he says, a lot of them they are.
Mark is really like a Nazi in a lot of these other universes.
Most
like,
universes, Mark is just an absolute cockhole who joined his dad.
Like literally there was like a universe where it was like a concentration camp. Like didn't it seem like
yeah,
that?
The,
and
the
he was like
absolute
chopping off their heads.
Yeah, that's
we
what
were
I'm
like,
saying.
What the hell? Like Jesus.
Just execution styling him just he's, by a simple karate chop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, Mark. Holy shit. Like literally in that universe he had the exact same outfit as our universe version of Mark too.
Yeah.
Like some of them had different outfits and
slight
shit.
Alterations.
It was like exactly the same. It was just like damn, it just shows like is this like literally the one planet he hasn't lost his mind? Every other planet he
but
does,
Nostrum
or multiverse.
Nostrum also shoving him through all the universes, different dimensions. It's fucking with Mark's head. He doesn't even know sometimes the time works weirdly in those things, so it's wonky. Though when he decides to come back, he had a Fortnite reference. Fortnite.
I'm gonna hit this Fortnite gun.
I was playing Fortnite for a couple months in that dimension.
Why is it canon now? Fucking Fortnite.
Fortnite.
I hate you.
I had to watch my dad fucking dab.
I don't care how
you
many
know
fans.
What?
I don't care how many fans we have to lose. I fucking hate Fortnite.
But, so we got that. We got Debbie getting her fucking arm broken in half.
That was brutal.
Yeah. But after she did a hell of a good roasting of the guy, because she's basically like, you're just pissed off. You're the villain in this universe, and Mark's the good guy for once.
That was like a
fuck!
Was like in Fallout or something when you have like a karma check. And
yeah.
Like failed or something. Shit!
Shit! I'm like, that was a hell of a good speech, but damn it, it didn't work. Sorry, it's too high of a speech check. Fuck!
It's like you said the same thing, you just didn't pass the check.
Yep. And
still were able to roast them, but you failed the speech check, so you didn't snap your arm.
And then it all comes back to the signature scene of this season of Mark actually killing a person with his bare hands.
Exactly, pretty much.
Just like his dad was beating his ass.
In the last season finale.
Do I mean justify personally. I'd be like, yeah, it damn is. Right. Fuck yeah. I'd kill that fuck all too.
I think it's kind of a crazy theme too, like that I feel like not a lot of other comics or like things tackle, but like parental trauma or family trauma or like something like that too.
That is Invincible. Dude, the whole thing of Invincible is Mark's trauma. It's just how can we fuck
just,
with this character?
That's interesting though, because like you don't get a lot of things like that. Like his family dynamic is extremely fucked up, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
You have the relationship with his mom, which isn't and is almost like kind of like
good mom.
Yeah, like a heart of like the show in a way, but then the relationship with his dad.
I mean, he's kind of making up a relationship with his dad after his dad decided to
how do you even repair
have a,
that though?
Trying to do redemption.
How do you repair that bridge? That bridge got demolished. How
very slowly. It's
that?
A very slow process, but it's on its way.
I forgive you, Dad. Really, Mark?
No.
Wow, that means a lot.
No, I don't.
And I just got to this point so I could literally do it again. Just see that surprised look on your face. Dad, what?
But,
it's the anniversary, Mark. It's been 5 years or some shit.
It's the anniversary of me kicking your ass.
Do it again.
Oh, my God. But.
I love you, son.
So, out of them. So Nostris definitely got his absolute, he got turned into absolute paste. That man was splattered all over the fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
Mark was drenched. Everyone was covered. That stupid ball sack head of his was definitely
burst.
Yeah,
he had a weird design.
Dude's head was I know it's like, it's his brain. It's like, yeah, but guys, it looks like a wrinkly ass ball sack. Come on.
It just looks like a mullet almost.
A
it's
mullet?
Like a brain mullet or something.
Brain.
It's like, this looks
I never
stupid.
Seen a brain be a mullet. How is this a thing?
It's just odd. design, but he looked ugly though.
It's a hunchback.
It's like a hunchback.
Dude's like a hunchback brain. What the fuck? Yeah. The brain that goes all the way down to your ass crack.
To me, I just like not that I didn't think that villain was bad, but if that was supposed to be like a main villain of this season or something, I thought it could have maybe been a little stronger.
All he was to me is
just because that multiverse thing is such a big concept too, and like.
Oh yeah,
is that all we're getting for the multiverse, or does it come back up?
It comes back up.
Okay,
but yeah, there's a lot of that bullshit. Of course, we got knockoff Superman. I mean, Spider-Man also in cameo.
That was awesome.
Arachnid man.
Doc Ock.
Prof Ock. Professor Ock, basically.
But they literally got the Spider-Man voice actor from one of the old cartoons.
Yeah, what was it?
I think it was like Josh Keaton or something.
The one that begins with an S. What was it?
Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's the one. That is absolutely the one.
I think it's that one, because I've seen that one. It sounded like that voice actor.
It was him. That was
probably wouldn't have been Drake Bell.
But basically, the whole idea of this is Mark is finally killed a person. And he's now having to deal with. You also find out he's been holding back a lot, which is also like, oh fuck, he really is. He's oink. He's broken in a way. He's been just trying not to kill people this whole time.
But, which is kind of like interesting, because I feel like maybe viewers have been wondering.
He just doesn't want to become his dad.
Exactly.
That's the thing. He doesn't. So he's been holding back, and now he's finally killed a person, and he has to deal with.
It's kind of like a more interesting version of, and I'm sure they're going to have a more interesting follow-up, too, of like when Superman had to kill Zod and Man of Steel.
Yeah, that kind of is.
It's almost like not wanting to do it, but you have to, because otherwise, like, they'll kill these innocents and
kill
your family, basically.
I thought he was strong. You were stronger. like that. He's like, I thought you were stronger. Fuck.
I did think it was like a crazy finale, though.
Oh yeah, it was. I liked it. Enjoyed it.
I thought it was not as strong as the season one finale, but still a great finale.
Yeah, you're just gonna be dealing with Mark's more trauma of Mark having to go through the fact that he killed a man.
Yeah,
and he's just like his dad. Yeah.
Sometimes I think just because you get like the best episode of a series or something, you can't just keep comparing it with every other episode too.
I'm also glad one thing I like is the quitting of the college. I'm like, when you're a fucking hero like that, what the fuck's the point?
Yeah.
I'm like.
Then his mom was trying to do the whole parent thing.
But,
of like,
but Mark, no, mom.
Should. He's like, no, it's really stupid.
This
like,
is actually really dumb when I think about it. I can't be normal. Like, I can't try to pretend I'm normal. What the fuck am I going to be? A dentist? Maybe? A lawyer, mom? Really? You think
like,
I'm going to be a lawyer?
Stupid. I really didn't think this out this whole time.
Fuck. The mom actually does. And then Debbie's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right.
What'd you think of the, like, animation this season?
It was fine.
Yeah.
You didn't. They did literally had a meta, remember the meta episode where they were literally making fun of it. Well, you can always cover the mouths too and make sure it saves you some. I'm like, oh, god damn it,
god
guys!
Damn it. This is so cringy.
God
guys.
Damn it, fellas!
I realize it's supposed to be, but oh my god!
I mean, like it was funny,
but I feel like they were intentionally. It was very winking.
It was funny. I enjoyed just stupid meta humor of it. It lasted maybe a little bit longer than I thought it was gonna be, but it was like. Okay, guys, okay. Stop revealing the secrets. Now I can't unsee it.
At least for that episode, you just kept, like, kind of paying attention to that after in the episode.
So you're going to be, we're going to be witnessing Mark trying to control and also beef up his powers. He's going to go through this arc. a training arc on how not, he's going to have to get both oinkers, but also learn to not kill people.
I have to control my power, and by doing that, I just have to get stronger. That's not
Cecil.
That'll help.
Cecil, I need money. I need you to help train me. Fuck. Cecil, well, there he goes. Another $2 billion of our taxpayers' money. What?
I think the animation, like, even though it's, like, sometimes I think with the action scenes, it's absolutely phenomenal. And even the animation, just the show in general, is absolutely phenomenal. But you can tell sometimes with some of the talking scenes, like, they maybe didn't put as much budget into it.
Mm.
But the voice actors do an amazing job.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, just where that almost doesn't even matter to you. yeah. when you're watching it, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. It is, they do a good enough job with that. The story's good and stuff like that. Yeah, it's like, you can see the shortcuts they take sometimes with animations
in this.
But it
never
looks
bad. It always looks professional, but
fun enough.
There are shots, like, where you can tell, like, and they know that. They address that.
And a lot of the time, it just feels like its own style, too, of how it works. And it doesn't give off, like, a cheap feeling. It just
works for what they've set up with the confines of the animation in the show.
Yeah, for most parts. You might get something a little once in a while. You're like,
Yeah.
But other than that, it's nothing.
It's once in a blue moon.
Yeah,
though.
It's nothing that's going to ruin it for you.
Exactly. And then they make it up with something else badass in that episode.
You
got to
put
multiple
the budget
things.
Towards like, the action scenes and shit like that, obviously.
Totally.
What else? Having to deal with Eve's parents or something like that.
Her parents. I fucking hate them.
You will hate them more.
If they
keep it the comics, you're going to learn to hate that fucking dad of hers so much.
What else could he do?
You'll see. Good thing they kept it short, like the whole not using her powers thing for a while. You know, and good boy Rex, actually, once again, part of his redemption arc, actually being nice and talking to Eve and not trying to get in her pants at the same time.
Yeah.
He's actually being a bro.
And apologize for kind of being a shithead.
It is actually cool because you're seeing probably the spark of Rex that Eve actually liked in the beginning when she was dating him. Like, I can actually see now why Eve went with out with you. And then you became a cheating asshole.
He just got used to it or something.
Yeah, I'm like...
Took it for granted.
Yeah, but it's interesting. It is you got a bit of that. The good thing they skipped a lot of that stuff. Because, God, you will... Oh, you're gonna hate that dad so much. I don't know.
I'm not looking forward to that. I fucking... Ugh.
Yeah.
He's a hateable character.
Yeah, I think they skipped... I think they did skip a few of those things, because he was even worse in the comics with some of the other earlier stuff.
Really? Like, just...
I think they did not...
They toned it down slightly.
They did tone it down a bit, but probably for reasons that would... To make sure they don't get canceled.
Upset people.
They don't want to get canceled, man. Majorly.
The
things he says is really kind of like, you can't say that. You can't say that these days. But I do hope they still keep some of the shit he said. Like some of the really big shit he says about Eve and stuff like that. Just because it does come in. It's an arc that comes in later, like with Eve's family and stuff like that. And the interaction between her and like the other... friends and people she knows with also the family. You'll find out.
Well, they're setting up her and Mark.
Yes.
Because now him and Amber are broken up.
Yeah. I mean, like, I like the way they did it. They did the breakup in this. Like,
yeah.
The original one. Oh, we also met Anasia. Oh, fuck. We forgot about Anessa. Anessa, I think.
Oh, the Viltrumite.
Yeah. You're going to see a lot of her in the future, or a good chunk of her. Maybe not a lot, but a good chunk of her in the future.
Yeah, it's an important character, right?
Yeah. She becomes a pretty important side character with a lot of things comic people know. But you get to see, like, her threatening death on Amber was actually a nice touch.
I thought she might have been fucked there, too.
The comics were... She did that to Debbie in the comics.
Huh.
To think his mom just went from getting threatened by to die to that to suddenly another death threat from another asshole the same day.
Sorry, Mom.
Death threat after death threat. Fuck. Mark, fuck, I have to say, I gotta get my ass whooped two times today.
Debbie's a trooper.
Dude, that family just goes through so much hell. She just feel bad for the whole family.
Really do. Besides Nolan.
Nolan goes through his own hell, but his own arc.
I don't feel bad for him at all.
Yeah, you
I
don't
love,
feel
they
bad
love
for
the
him
character.
As much.
I do not feel bad for him, though. I love how much of an asshole he is.
I mean, like...
I love the end moment we haven't talked about this season, too. I finally thought of my wife.
I think I miss my wife.
Wow, how long has it been? It took fucking having another kid. And...
just talking to Alan this whole time, telepathically, damn, just discussing things. Alan, Nolan,
you are fucked.
Alan's just like getting fucking headaches talking to him, too. It felt like during some of those scenes where he's like, I deserve to die, and Alan's like, fuck, it's the trope, he feels bad what he did,
stop
fuck.
Stop being pouty, Nolan.
Stop it, Nolan, we've been dealing with so many pouty people this season, from fucking immortal to...
Are you writing a rock ballad over there?
Stop feeling fucking sorry for yourself, you little fuck.
Is that like a... what is that?
I'm not a Viltrumite anymore.
I have to write a song to my son.
No. No, you don't have to do that. Yes, I do.
But, yeah, overall, I think I'd say that probably about wraps up our thoughts, right?
Yeah, I think we covered mostly everything that we can think of.
But
bigger things.
Positive reviews all around.
Yeah, it was a good watch, fun watch. Keeps you guessing at times too if you haven't been a cheater who skips ahead and reads the comics like some of us.
And some people may like it better than season one, and maybe like we talk about even in the long term of things, you'll be able to appreciate the season more depending on how many seasons they end up doing with this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I personally think it's a little bit weaker than season one was for me. But like I said, it's not a dip in quality where I went, man, that really dropped in quality. Well,
the animation itself got better in this season than last season, because last season did have a lot of shortcuts in the first season. There was like stuff where you were noticing some of the background stuff like not looking or being animated the best. You're like, oh fuck. But
like
this season really did pick it up.
The problem with the first season was they used their budget a lot more on the action.
Yeah.
The action was crazy in the first season, actually. But then, yeah, there was a lot more.
It was also the first season. You don't know how it's going to work or how people are going to like it.
Spread out a lot better in this one overall.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's just maybe one step down for me from the first season.
Mm.
But... like, not a dip in quality. That's just my current ranking, basically.
I think personally it'd be better if I didn't have to wait fucking 6 months for this last fucking 4 to 5 episodes.
Right?
What was it, 4 episodes more after this?
Yeah, that was kind of BS that they separated this one.
But, yeah.
But
other than that, it's a good season.
Better than a lot of other shows on right now.
Oh, yeah. This thing's been keeping me going.
Just sad that it's over.
I wish there were more episodes.
Why does animation take so long when it looks so good?
Fuck you, meta episode. You made me think and realize how long it takes. Oh. Can't just complain.
But thank you for joining us on this one, Pose. As always, follow us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube at 2PoseInAPod and Grilled TV.
Grilled.
And we'll see you on the next one.